From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Nepal, a massive search and rescue operation is underway, but authorities are overwhelmed by the scale of devastation left by the Saturday earthquake that killed more than 1,900, injured about 5,000. International airport in the capital, Kathmandu, has reopened, allowing flights to land, but survivors are struggling, they tell us, to get food, shelter, and clean water. A day after the quake struck, rescuers were struggling to pull more bodies out of the rubble of homes and buildings. Doctors raced to attend the thousands of injured who flooded the hospitals. Many had to be treated in makeshift setup tents and on parking lots. As supplies ran out, hospitals scrambled to get medicines. There was little time to count the dead or the injured. An aftershock of 6.7 rocked Kathmandu today. India has already flown out its stranded citizens from Nepal in Air Force planes. It is coping with its own loss, mainly in the state of Bihar, which has witnessed deaths and destruction from the quake. Other governments, including the United States, the European Union, and Australia, have also announced assistance for Nepal. U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants says its military carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Friday and on Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes approved by the Iraqi Defense Ministry. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. And despite the strikes, on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan, killing at least 4. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shigur on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of the town opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, which is a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Voting is underway in Togo's presidential election for Nassim Bey, seeking a third 5-year term. And look, reporting, opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in last election, is expected to come in second in the single-round presidential poll.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
Here, the U.S. President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating trade pacts around the world. Mr. Obama said if the United States does not lock in a new trade rules for the 21st century, then China will be writing those rules.
We have lessons to learn from the past, and we have learned them. But trying to stop a global economy at our shores isn't one of those lessons. We can't surrender to the future because we are meant to win the future.
President Obama pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals but could not change them. 25 years ago on Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond and has changed astronomy forever. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.